On Saturday, two Black Lives Matter demonstrators disrupted a Bernie Sanders rally here in Seattle. That disruption has reopened a conversation about race and class, and at times it's been heated. On Saturday, Native American activist Giassi Ross was on stage, right in the middle of it, and he told David Hyde the crowd came to see one thing, but got another.
You know, everybody came seeking to listen to Prince, and instead they got Jeffrey Osborne. And, you know, Jeffrey Osborne's cool, but, you know, if you go to see Prince, you want to hear Prince. And, you know, I think people were just generally disappointed that they didn't get to hear Bernie Sanders.
What did you see happening in the crowd? Was there a variety of reactions?
Of course, yeah. I mean, there were some people who were very, very supportive of the young ladies and giving them an appropriate amount of space. And, you know, just, okay, well, look, this is what it is. It's not an ideal situation, but here we are. And then there were some people who were on the diametrically opposed side, and I'm not saying to them, but who were definitely caught up in the moment and feeling aggressive and feeling that any sort of slight to their time with their figure, Bernie Sanders, who is also my figure. I mean, I'm a big supporter, but is a slight against them.
Mm. And the Black Lives protesters are basically saying, look, black people are being shot. They're being put in prison in ways that are not just. We can't wait. We're going to be disruptive. What's your response to that?
Native people across the country have largely been very, very supportive of Black Lives Matter. And the reason why is because we're studying this. Police kill at us at a higher rate than any other ethnicity. Yet nobody knows that. Why? Because our voices aren't being heard. So the traditional methods of getting our voice out aren't working. So we understand that energy, that sense of urgency that says, yeah, this is something we have to do something about. And so I think that, you know, it's absolutely an energy that is understandable. It's an energy that's necessary. And the modes of getting it are also kind of by any means necessary. And I respect that because our voices aren't being heard elsewise. The only problem I had with it was that this particular candidate happens to be usually on the right side of history and the right side of these issues. And it seems kind of weird to say, because you're so accessible and because you're so humane, we're going to penalize you by not allowing you to have the space to deliver your platform.
So it sounds like you agree with the protesters' message. You agree with the tactics, but you've got questions about the target of being a Bernie Sanders rally.
Yeah. I mean, that part right there, I think. And it sounds like, you know, nationally and locally, that's also part of the confusion as well, is that there's absolutely a conversation that we should be having. And we should have been having this 100 years ago. We should be having this 50 years ago. And it hasn't been happening, so we have an obligation to do it now. However, there are not all targets are created equally, and not all candidates are created equally. And Bernie Sanders' resume counts at some point, and he has been on the right side of history. He has been on the right side of these positions. Go interrupt the Donald Trump rally. Go interrupt the, you know, I mean, and that's not to say that he's beyond reproach, but he's consistently been in that place where we want our allies to be. And I think that puts some people in sort of an awkward position where they do feel like, well, I wanted to hear Prince, and because I didn't hear Prince, I'm really, really upset at the messenger.
So ultimately, bottom line, what do you think the message is here for folks? What should they take away from what happened on Saturday?
I think the first message is don't judge the message by the messenger. I think that's always a danger. Absolutely, Black Lives Matter, and even if you disagree with the particular conduit, the vehicle to convey that message, this particular event, don't conflate the two together. Don't say that we don't like this and we're gonna ignore this platform because we disagree with the messenger. That's stupid. Number two, Bernie Sanders is an old white dude, but he's still a member of my tribe, meaning that his worldview is very similar to mine. And very similar to those of my people who look toward the seventh generation and say we have to create these sustainable structures and sustainable ways of life. And as a member of my tribe and an elder for my tribe, I think he does merit a certain modicum of respect. And I think that's what was lost on Saturday, was that there was voices who were just shouting at each other and not necessarily listening. And I don't think that that's a good way to communicate. I think that removes yourself from a basic level of humanity.
That's Native American activist Giassi Ross speaking with David Hyde. It's one of many perspectives that we're hearing this week on KUOW.